and feeling like we're in a good place, and looking forward to a great next Friday.
So at last we will have gold medal winners to share with us their thoughts on this week.
We are very happy with our performance today. We have a really great group of coaches at home who support us, and we've never been more prepared for an event or trained harder for an event. So that gives us the utmost confidence, and today we achieved all level fours, and I think that really made the difference in our score. We want to do it again in the free dance.
Okay, so this is a question for everybody. That was the last time you performed the short dance. So how do you feel about that? You're relieved or a little bit sad to leave it behind?
We're not totally sure about the way the World Team Trophy rosters will shake down, but we approached this as though it was the last time, and we wanted to make sure it was the strongest performance. And for us, we've trained this program so much, and we've made so many minute changes to the details, and especially since Four Continents changed our approach to the footwork, taking a few turns out and making sure that the turns that we are doing are high quality. And so I guess it is a little bittersweet when you work so hard on something for such a long time, and then you have to move on, but we're happy that it was a good performance today.
As Evan said, we don't know if this will be the last time or not, but we definitely went in there. We wanted to leave everything out there, and we enjoyed that moment. We felt like we were in a moment together and really enjoyed the Paso rhythm, so it will be sad to leave it, but, you know, on to the Ravensburger. Yay!
We think that for us it was probably the last time that we skated. But we didn't get to skate this program too much this year, so we're not too fed up with it. But at home we train with the Slovakians, and we actually do a countdown of how many programs to go until the end of the season. And so it's bittersweet, like Kevin said. Like when we left, it was -1 only, and there's some celebration, but also some sadness. Like Kevin, I agree with Evan said. Like, we worked on it for such a long time, and we didn't compete too much. So,
Evan, question for you. You just mentioned the four consonants. You were leading at this stage then, and then you slipped down to second. Will you use that experience to give you momentum in this tournament?
Yes. I think our experience of Four Continents was huge for us. We were in the same scenario, leading, going into the free dance, and we weren't particularly thrilled with our free dance. We knew we could skate better. I think having said that, having had that experience, it's going to be something that we know we've been through. It's going to be something that can comfort us a little bit, and we know that we can't rest. You know, we have to absolutely attack the program and skate as though we were coming from behind, and that'll be our approach on Friday.
Question to all couples. What do you think of the Ravensburg Worlds for next season? What is the special difficulty, and why is it easy for you to do this?
We don't even know the steps.
Well, yeah. At this point, I think leading up to Worlds, we weren't really focused on the Ravensburger at all. This is the biggest competition of the year, and we wanted to put all our focus into this and just stay in that Paso mindset.
I think that we have something to look forward to next year with the Ravensburger. Andrew and I have never competed it or tested or learned it, really, but the waltz is a beautiful rhythm, and it carries so much flow, and I can see us doing it well, hopefully. So I'm looking forward to trying new things next year.
We think it's going to be nice to pass to a rhythm like the Ravensburger at the waltz, because it's a little bit lighter from this year. Like, the Paso Doble is a very strong dance and is very powerful. It's going to be, you know, a nice changement to a little bit dance on a lighter rhythm, like that you can express, you know, really like the soul of the ice dance and the figure skating.
This question is for Luca and Anna. You've had a tumultuous season in terms of coaching change, moving back and forth, changing programs. To come after Olympic season, which is hard enough, what has that meant to your skating this year, what you've been through?
After last year, if anybody would ask if we would go another Olympic cycle, we definitely would have said no, because we were so tired and completely drained, and at the same time we needed some thinking, because it was clearly an exceptional season for us, and we really needed to figure out why we would continue skating. And it wasn't from one day to the other that we realized that this is our life, we love it, we have passion for what we do, and we don't want to quit because we're world champions. It's our dream. We're finally at the top in the among like, the best skaters there's out there, and we want to enjoy it as much as it lasts. And it's an opportunity to us to really live this experience instead of chasing after a particular medal. Like, of course, everybody tries to win. It's a competition, but we want to really take in what being at the top of the sport means, and this is what we're trying to do. Then we have been trying to reinvent ourselves a little bit. We wanted to try something new, hence a lot of our decisions and the changes. And it's been a little tricky, the preparation to the season, like I said, also health-wise, but that's why we're really proud of what we did in Europeans and what we did here today, because it means that we're back, that it's not over for us. We were able to go back to our level, and from here on we just want to keep on improving, and without any further doubt, just want to keep improving ourselves and do what we love, really.
Again, a question to all three of you, though there's one day in between that's like an off day, you still have practice. So when do you prefer it if you have a day off, or do you prefer it if you compete next day right away? And how are you going to use this day?
I think at this point in our careers, I can't speak for everyone, but it's just for Evan and myself, so we're pretty much prepared for anything. Every competition is different, and you have to just be ready for what the schedule throws at you. And I think a day in between can work to your advantage. You can. Sorry, is that me? sorry, I lost my train of thought now. Oh, it's your medal plate. No, I think it'll be a nice rest, and we can forget about the short and move on to the free, and just clear our heads and get into that good mindset.
For Andrew and myself, I don't know if we really have a preference for the schedule. Often at home we'll do both run-throughs in one day, so even if we had the free hands tonight, it would be something that we would be used to. But saying that, I think that we'll take the opportunity to rest, and the World Championships can be a little bit stressful, and so any opportunity to regain your energy and prepare, I think, is a great opportunity. And so we'll be nice and refreshed and ready to go on Friday.
Personally, we prefer quicker schedules, just because the waiting sometimes can be annoying. But like Maddie was saying before, after so many years, after long competition, Olympics, like so many practice days, we're ready for anything. We know that it happens, that you have to wait a long time. It's like just getting first to the group or last to the group. It can be two very difficult, different situations. And so at this point, I think we're all prepared for anything.